Hi, this is Daniel Cote. I'm Chris Cote's dad. And you're listening to his son's podcast, Monday Mass. It's a wonderful podcast. Enjoy. Enjoy. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Dad. He's absolutely right. This is the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. And yes, I know what you're thinking. Am I about to listen to the world's greatest action sports podcast? Yes. Yes, you are. You would be right in saying and thinking that this is the Monday Mass. After all, we are the only licensed action sports podcast in all of Southern California. So there you go. That's how you know we're real. Hey, check it out. We are on the U Online Network. Sounds better if you say it like you, because I know you want to. So uonline.com. Go to uonline.com for so many other interesting podcasts, videos, stuff to look at. You're going to love it. And thanks to you for putting us up, giving the Monday Mass a place to stay. I love You Online. And I will be with You Online founder Chris Cantore on the Mighty 1090 AM San Diego. Tonight, you can get the Mighty 1090 app. You can listen to us tonight if it's Monday. If it's Tuesday or Wednesday and you're listening to the Monday Mass, forget about it. Let's get to the show. We're brought to you by Torrey Holistics. You know all about Torrey Holistics. After all, last week was 420. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Torrey Holistics. This is a licensed, legal medical marijuana facility, and they have CBD oils, everything THC related, and these are things to treat you with PTSD, anxiety, insomnia, PMS, pain. Do you skate? Do you get sore the next day after you skate? Get on that CBD oil. I'm talking about TorreyHolistics.com. TorreyHolistics.com. Now let's get into the Monday Mass. We've got some special guests, some good news, some sad news, all the action sports news from the week before today, which is April 24th. This is the Monday Mass.
Open up your heart.
This is Surf News on the Monday Mass. Before we get to Surf News, let's just go ahead and thank our subscribers and people who have rated and reviewed this podcast. Jason Bauer, Chi-Town Boots, Travi 999, Ryan Reed, Tyler Culberson, Marcelo Benchega. That's just a few of the many people who have rated and reviewed the Monday Mass podcast, so be sure to subscribe. And this is what you subscribe for: Surf News. All right, well, Bell's wrapped up after 4 weeks or something. It seemed like forever it takes these contests to happen. We need to shorten these surf contests on the WSL, folks. These championship tour contests go way too long. You get really excited about them. They're coming up. And then the contest goes for a day. And then you gotta wait 8 days to watch more surfing. I say championship tour contests should have preliminary rounds, and they just film those for packages to show you the highlights. And then they make surfers make the cut, right? And then you have a day or two of the world's best surfers surfing the best part of the swell that's in that 2 week window for the contest. That's how you do a championship tour event in 2 to 3 days. I don't want to wait 2 weeks to watch these contests, but I wait and I watch. And Bell's was cool. Oh, even if John Florence only did 2 airs, Bell's was still cool. It's a different kind of contest. That it's more power surfing, more rail game. And it's fun to watch because you can really start to dissect some of the weaknesses in some of our world's greatest surfers in some of their rail game, power game. And as you can see, the final results, power came out on top. Jordy Smith wins Bells. That was only a matter of time. Everybody knew Jordy was going to win it. Kaio Ibelli got second. That was pretty surprising. I mean, he rips, obviously, but he was right there. John Florence got third. Zeke Lau, boom. He's putting his name on the list. He's trying to get that Rookie of the Year. The Rookie of the Year title is fun, kind of a fun event within the overall event to watch, right? You watch these rookies, they're all battling. Frederico Moraes was looking insanely good. My brother commented, not a fan of his style, but man, I like it. Just big, powerful surfing, nothing like the way I surf. But it's fun to watch because it's totally different. The dude gets fully extended through his turns. I'm a fan. Anyway, like I said, John Florence, he only did a couple big airs, right? One of them was an alley-oop. I'm not a huge alley-oop fan. I'm not trying to get negative on this Bell situation, but I'm just saying we got Bells and we're going to Brazil next. So, you know, it's cool to kind of switch it up. Got a big right that it sometimes can be a little mushy, be honest. Guys doing cutbacks from outside to inside. But I'll tell you what, in watching all the footage and watching all the replays, it was a good contest. But I think it could have been done in 2 days, maybe a wiki pop. Jeep leaders after Bells, John Florence. He's going to win the world title. Jordy Smith, probably going to get second. Owen Wright, who's in third now. That'll, you know, we'll see what happens. I think Brazil is a tough wave to call for anybody. But fortunately, Monday Mass fans, guess what? Next week, we've got a huge week next week. We'll get more on that in skate news. But next week in surf news, we're going to try to get the one and only Jimmy Wilson, to come in to give us his Mashin picks. See, he does something called Passion Picks, and now it's on Monday Mass, so it's going to be Mashin Picks. Jimmy Wilson's going to come in and give us his Mashin Picks. Speaking of Mashin, dude, what is going on with perennial title threats? Gabriel Medina, Kelly Slater, Mick Fanning, 11th, 13th, 19th. This is supposed to be the biggest year for Kelly Slater surfing in his 40s, right? Come on, Kelly! We got your back. And we want you to leave nothing on the table. And I'm not saying you haven't been trying, but I want to see some Kelly madness go down. Kelly Slater, 13th in the world. That's just wrong. Gabriel Medina, 11th. Hard not to smirk at that, you know? Like, well, you came in a little hot, buddy. Gabriel Medina is in 11th place right now. That's harsh. He's supposed to be the best, but he's in 11th place. And Mick Fanning, man, he's just got that post-vacation hangover thing going on, sitting at 19th place. After three events that he probably should have won, at least he should have won Snapper, most definitely should have won Bells. And he's at 19th place. The good news for Medina, Slater, and Fanning is now they're making it interesting for everybody. Right? These guys were always in the top three, and now they're in the bottom 13th. They're in the teens. So they're going to make the rest of the year exciting. Watch these three names. Gabriel Medina going down into the OI Rio Pro. Just coming up. We'll see. We will see. The OI Rio Pro starts May 9th. Don't forget, tune in next week. Subscribe. Because Jimmy Wilson's coming on to give us his Mashin picks. That's going to be fun. All right, other surf news. Oh, this is cool. Check it out. My friend, Taylor Steele, my friend, called me. I'm not trying to drop names, but here, check it out. Taylor Steele called us with some big surf news.
Hey, Chris. It's Taylor Steele. How you doing, buddy? I just wanted to call and tell you about Proximity. It's a movie with Kelly and John and Rob and Shano and all the boys. It's coming to La Paloma. I hope you could make it, maybe DJ. And we have virtual reality and photos of Todd Glazer there. And there's a coffee table book coming out with it. Yeah, it's been a couple of years in the making, so I'm pretty stoked. I haven't really made a movie like this in a while. So, yeah, hope you could check it out. Alrighty, bud. See you soon.
Oh, man. Proximity is coming. Taylor Steele's first film in, 5 years? And this is set out to be huge. I remember probably 3 or 4 years ago, Taylor was telling me about the seeds of this project. He was so excited. He had that look in his eye. Just like would be right before he started filming the show, you know, the little Taylor Steele spark. He was excited. And now Proximity has been teased out to the world. And this is what it says on the website. A visceral portrait of modern surfing. The film follows 8 of the world's best surfers, 4 legends, 4 rising stars, as they search for new waves and deeper understanding in erotic, exotic destinations. Yes, exotic. Okay, this is a very ambitious project for Taylor Steele. You watch the teaser and you immediately feel the soul come out of it. You feel the stoke come out of it. And it looks like they've gone to far, far lengths to get unsurfed waves in very distant corners of the globe. Kelly Slater, John Florence, Shane Dorr. We got the who's who. 8. How do you pick 8? Well, we're very, very excited to see Proximity. And thank you for calling us here at the Monday Mass. Why do I keep saying us? It's just me and the U Online Network. So I could say that's us. So we're talking May 18th. Proximity will be premiering at the only place in the world to go to a surf premiere. I'm talking about La Paloma Theater. There's going to be premieres around the world, but this is the spot. This is where Taylor first started premiering his films. The legendary La Paloma Theater, May 18th. Be there. I'll be there. I'm hyped. I mean, if you haven't been to a surf film premiere in a while, this is going to be a good one to go to. There's nothing like surf film premiere night. I'm telling you. The stoke is real. Proximity is coming. You can check out more on Proximity at ProximityTheMovie.com. And that's a fun word to say. Proximity. Proximity. Anyway, here we go. More surf news. Yep. Luke Davis. Model. Ripper. Excellent tube rider. He's got a powerful hack. He won Most Bracelets Award at Coachella this weekend. Did you know Coachella was happening 2 weekends in a row? What do you do with that vortex between Coachella weekends? What do you even do with your life? You know what I'm saying? It's like you were so excited after first weekend, and then second weekend was, you know what? Luke Davis won Most Bracelets Award. Koa Smith won Best Dressed. And I say, if you hate on this, you suck. Because these guys are having fun, right? We know how good they surf. That's not a question. They like to have fun. They could care less what you're saying about them on Twitter or whatever, Instagram. And, you know, I saw the photos and I wanted to be there as them. Not there with them, because then you'd be the invisible man next to these glorious male supermodels who surf well. But that's what I'm saying. Coachella looked fun, especially if you were Luke Davis or Koa Smith or any one of the Smith brothers. And do you think they care if you're hating on them as they're just dipping into a hot tub after the after party at Coachella with supermodels? I'm all for it. Luke Davis, Smith brothers, get some and keep getting some. All right? Just keep the stories coming, because I love a good yarn about a wild weekend with any one of these guys. So that's my take on that. Don't hate on any handsome surfers for having fun. That's just jealousy. But yes, congratulations on your award. Koa Smith, Best Dressed. Luke Davis, Most Bracelets at Coachella. Back-to-back weekends. This was scary, folks. Russell Bierke, 19 years old. One of the heaviest charging surfers in the world. I saw this guy win Red Bull's Cape Fear last year at one of the scariest waves I've ever seen in my life. Russell Bierke, teenager, took down a field of surfers that was like Mad Max kind of vibe, right? So Russell Bierke suffered a horrendous wipeout. His board smashed him in the head. This was just last week. Knocked him unconscious, almost killed him. He almost drowned. This dude is tapped, right? So He's gone down. Luckily, Kelly Slater, Ross Clark Jones, Ryan Hipwood, Benjamin Serrano, Tom Carroll were all out at this session. And if those guys are out at a session, you know that it's a scary session. So they got to pull Russell Bierke out of the water. They got him on a jet ski. They got him to the hospital. And about an hour later, Russell Bierke is all bandaged up with just diodes and knobs and stuff coming out. And he's smiling. This dude is legitimately one of the gnarliest surfers in the world. Right? He almost died surfing some psychotic outer reef in Australia. And an hour later, he's sitting in a hotel room smiling, going, yeah, good session, boys. Russell Bierke, you are the man. And man, thank you for being okay, because we need to see more Russell Bierke in our lives. That's been surf news, folks. Hey, there's stuff happening right now in the surf world on the internet. One thing we got to mention, the Commune Pro QS 1000. If you ever wanted to get on the QS, this is the time, as in now, April 23rd to April 27th. The Commune Pro goes down at Karama's at this glorious hotel with an infinity pool that overlooks a perfect right-hand barrel. Looks like lower trestles on steroid acid meth. And this wave is perfect. There's a EDM dance party. Paul Fisher's on the deck, naked, spinning electronic dance music for 1,000 naked other people. Well, they're in bathing suits, but you get the gist here. This is one of the world's greatest surf contests. It's only a QS 1000, but I tell you, if you like to party, if you like to surf, and you're okay at surfing, you're good enough to get out of a heat or two, you should have entered the Commune Pro QS 1000. You can watch it. It's coming on live. I think they broadcast at least the final, so it's always fun to watch. But man, if you could be there, ooh, the smell of glow sticks and electronic dance music in the morning. Come on now. Paul Fisher's Instagram's been lighting up with fun from this contest, so check them. And the next QS of note is a QS 6000, the Ichinomiya Chiba Open. That's later in May. That's a QS 6000. That's a biggie. That's the one you got to watch if you want to try to dictate, try to evaluate, try to see who you think is going to be on the CT in 2018. Don't sleep on these QS 6000s. And don't forget Jimmy Wilson coming next week, and I've already said his name 6 times, so he cannot back out now. You're in, Jimmy, giving us your mashing picks for next week. And that's been your surf news. Surf news brought to you by, yes, folks, surf/shop local. I'm talking about South Coast Surf Shops. That's right. We've got 5 locations between Pacific Beach and Ocean Beach. And also a website, southcoast.com, because I know we have listeners all over the world. But if you're in Southern California, South Coast Surf Shops, they got a wetsuit sale going on. Full suits, 20 to 40% off. And that's good because the water is still cold. Aye. New spring clothing is in. Board shorts, bikinis, spring suits. Boys, girls, ladies, gentlemen, South Coast Surf Shop has everything you need. On May 5th, if you're in the area, they got an O'Neill/Surfline Wave of the Winter movie night. That'll be fun to watch. Also, they had a parking lot sale last week, and I got a new South Coast shirt, and I can't wait to wear it. I'm going to do some push-ups. I'm going to look good in that shirt. So that's your surf news. This is the Monday Mass. Don't forget to subscribe. And here is your snow news for April 24th. Here on Monday Mass, we've got good news and bad news, like I said. Let's start it off with the bad news. This is a bummer. Noah Slaznik, who was considered, one of the forefathers of modern snowboarding, a dude that brought skateboarding-style tricks to the mountains, to the rails. Noah Slaznik passed away last week, and our friend Todd Richards gave us a call to give us his take on the legendary Noah Slaznik.
Yeah, the industry was hit really hard this past week with the passing of Noah Slaznik. And Noah, was the premier skate snow crossover rider. He had a pro model on Life skateboards, and you know, soon thereafter had a pro model on Sim snowboards. His video parts are the stuff of legend. He basically changed the way that people looked at riding mountains, whether it be riding the mountain run at Squaw or going up to Alaska and using huge spine lines like a skate park. And Noah was the guy that really took it to that level. And when I was coming up on the East Coast, I really looked up to those guys that were out of Tahoe, and Noah was one of the dudes. He was the guy that was changing the game as far as, you know, what was possible on a snowboard. And it's just a bummer, man, because, shit, fuck cancer. And I hate losing these legends, you know, but the way that we can remember Noah Slavnik is going out there and thinking outside of the box and just put together crazy skate lines on your snowboard. So, yeah, big bummer for the snowboard industry, and Noah Slavnik, you will be missed.
Thank you, Todd Richards. Man, that's a bummer. Noah Slavnik will be missed, and if you go on every snow site right now, you can watch some really cool videos of the legend himself, Mr. Noah Slavnik. May he rest in peace. And now on to the good news. This is good news for snowboarders out there. Mammoth Mountain just got 13 to 16 inches of snow last week. As of Friday, the current season snowfall total was 608 inches. Y'all know what 8 inches looks like, right? Now multiply that by 600. Wait. No, never. I've never been good at math. Let's just say there's still a lot of snow. When I was talking about spring break snowboarding, I should have been talking about summer vacation snowboarding. You got the potential to snowboard all year at Mammoth. Unprecedented. And all this snow is good because guess what? Some of the local showers on the beach have been turned back on. And if you're from San Diego, if you're from Orange County, you'll know the showers have been off for a while. You've been salty after your sessions going back to the office, but now we're rinsed because supposedly the drought's over, the showers are back on. Let's not waste water though, folks. Even though there's a 608 inches of snow up in Mammoth, it doesn't mean we're out of the woods. Save water. But man, go to Mammoth, have fun. What else? Oh, I watched the Holy Bowl, eh? Holy Bowl, eh? This was an awesome video. Weirdo rippers shredding a weird, wild park. The coolest volcano bowl jump to jump out of the bowl thing ever. That was on Transworld Snowboarding. And you got to go watch it. It's awesome. There's so many good snow videos still popping up on all of the snow sites that I go to. Yo Beat, Snowboarder. There's a lot of good stuff still out there. It's like snowboarding is just popping right now because there's so much footage coming from this incredible winter. It's like the release valve has been popped. Whoosh! Snow shredding. And this episode of Monday Mass is dedicated to Noah Slavnik again. So thank you again, Todd Richards, for calling in on that. And let's get to some skate news. I love to skate and create. That's right. This is Skate News. Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote. Red Bull Heartlines is coming in hot in more ways than one. The contest takes place on Saturday, May 13th. So go ahead and set your calendar alerts for that. Of course, it's going on in Hart Plaza in Detroit, Michigan. But get this. Next week on Monday Mass, we've got a very special, a guest that doesn't get much more special, I'm talking about a Red Bull Heartline Special Edition Monday Mass coming at you next week. For now, we're just going to spill the beans, all right, on some of the skaters set to skate in this incredible contest. I got to go out last year and commentate this event. It was amazing. One of the best skate contests I've ever seen. And here's why, right? They build this incredible kind of downhill, just mashing park that has rails and jump ramps, everything. It looks like the future, a post-apocalyptic skate park in downtown Detroit. Heartlines rules. Some of the skaters, just some of the skaters you have returning include Ryan Scheckler, Tori Pudwell. Remember, I said we have a special guest coming next week. Nyjah and his new neck tats will be showing up in Detroit for Heartlines. Axel Kreisberger, dude, whose skateboarding I fell in love with last year. I bought him a coffee, and he did well in the event. There you go. Maybe my coffee buying is a good luck charm. Axel Kreisberg shreds. Some new blood this year, Boo Johnson, Kelvin Hofler, and get this, Leticia Buffoni. Leticia Buffoni is going to be in Red Bull Heartline. Hubba, hubba, hubba. There's hubbas there. Big cement hubbas, and all these skateboarders are going to go high speed, downhill, hitting tricks, hitting obstacles, rails, hubbas, ramps. Red Bull Heartlines is coming May 13th, and please subscribe. Tune in next week on the Monday Mass for our special Heartlines edition. I will be commentating the Monday. I will be commentating Monday Mass, and I also will be commentating Red Bull Heartlines with Chris Pastris, along with Tina Dixon and Corbin Harris in Detroit. It's going to be awesome. Transworld Skateboarding. This was awesome. This was double awesome. Damn it. Transworld Skateboarding. Start over. Had a great video. And as I was scrolling down transworldskateboarding.net, I was looking and there was a, it said The Walking Dead's Austin Emilio. And I didn't get it at first. I thought this was a new, you know, skate crew. Skate crews have interesting names. I thought it might have been a new board company. Upon closer inspection, I watched the interview and listened to it and watched and read the story. Austin Emilio is Dwight on The Walking Dead. Yes, and he rips. He seems like a really cool guy. So Austin Emilio at Transworld Skateboarding, they did an interview, and it's pretty cool to kind of just see that side of, you know, the world. You got a guy who's an incredible actor who's now found himself cast on one of the biggest shows on the planet Earth, The Walking Dead. This is huge. And the dude, this is just a skater from Austin, Texas, who had a dream. I want to act. I want to skate. And now look at him. Still acting at a high level and still shredding. A great interview. I love these stories of just skaters taking over the world in different realms than just skateboarding. So go to transworld.skateboarding.net. Skateboard, it's a really good interview. And Austin Emilio, you rule. Thank you for being a dream chaser. And your hands were up because you are on The Walking Dead. That was some deep skate nerdery right there. Anyway, more deep skate stuff that just happened last week. The Chrome Ball incident. The Chrome Ball incident is a very core, hardcore, legit. Just, this is a blog dedicated purely to skateboarding and the love of skateboarding. Chrome Ball incident is incredible. And they have just released their 100th interview. So congratulations to Chrome Ball incident on their 100th interview. And this interview is with none other than Danny Way, the Terminator. Danny Way, I mean, this is a shocker. Talk about just spilling your guts. Danny Way gives a soul-bearing interview addressing everything from Tony Hawk crank calling his parents' house to growing up in a rough household. I mean, beginning to end, then to now. Talks about his Plan B video, his new video that's going to be coming out soon. Any Danny Way fan, any skate fan, any fan of good interviews, go to the Chrome Ball incident. It's on the internet. You can Google that yourself and find it. The Chrome Ball incident, 100th interview is with Danny Way, and it is amazing. I mean, this is the stuff that could be made into a book, into a full-length feature film. So thank you, Chrome Ball, for that, and congratulations on your 100th interview. What else did I watch this weekend? Oh, the Mano y Mano Woodward mini ramp game of skate has been, dare I say, lit AF. It's a mini ramp game of skate, right? Basically, the mini ramp world championships. And it is crazy what some of these guys and gals can do on this mini ramp. This went down at Woodward, and they're dropping episodes, you know, every other day, it seems like. Sibo Walker. Oh, my goodness. There's so many good skateboarders in this thing. You just got to watch to really let it register. And then remember last time you skated a mini ramp, and then watch what these guys are doing, and you'll trip out. So, Mano y Mano, that's on the Woodward YouTube channel. And today, if you're listening on Monday, it's coming now. Lizzie Armanto, fire. Out today, ThrasherMagazine.com. Lizzie Armanto has been having the best couple months ever. She's been getting multiple covers. She got a cover of Transworld. She got a cover of Thrasher Magazine. She got turned pro by Tony Hawk himself for Birdhouse. And now she's dropping the video part. So depending on when you're listening to the Monday Mass, it could be out soon or it could be out now. So please support awesome skateboarding by watching it and getting hyped. Lizzie Armanto rules, and her part, Fire, is out. And I'll definitely be talking about that a little bit more next week. Birthdays, Gilbert Crockett, one of my favorite skateboarders. His birthday was April 23rd. And then this is cool, Van Wastel, another one of my all-time favorites, a lot of people's favorite all-time skateboarder. He passed away a few years ago, but his birthday was April 22nd. Insanely good skateboarder, super creative, hilarious. Van Wastel, always missed, but man, he lives on in video parts, so do some Van Wastel homework. And go check out some of Van's incredible parts. There's a reason why this guy was everybody's favorite skateboarder, right? So, Van Wastel, happy birthday to you. And, oh, man, I wish I had a time machine because I could go back in time and bought stock in Zach Wallen. Whalen? Zach Whalen? Zach Wallen. Basically, the last 2 weeks have been Zach Wallen week, right? Dropped a crazy, crazy video part. Went pro. Rides for Dickies. The dude, Zach, has been on an attack, destroying the streets of San Francisco. That's it. That's why I wanted a time machine. The only thing I would do is buy stock in Zach Wallen. And now I have Dickie's pants on now because I'm a fan of Zach. Hey, check this out. The Battle of the Barracks is going on, and if you don't want it spoiled, don't listen for the next 30 seconds. Will Fjock. What the Fjock? Went up against Walker Ryan. That was a great game. Spoiler alert.
Will Fjock takes the win. It was sick.
Davis Torgerson. I love that name. Versus Shane O'Neill. Sorry, Davis. Shane O'Neill. Wow. I mean, this is not fair for a lot of the other people in this contest. Because Shane O'Neill is so gnarly. And that'll tell you who won, but you should, even if I just spoiled it for you, still go back and watch it. Hey, my homie, my friend, the encyclopedia of skateboarding, vertical attacker, legend. Dude's been around the world 20 times and back, and every ramp he's seen, he's destroyed. I'm talking about my co-commentator on the Vans Park series, Mr. Neil Hendricks. I had Neil Hendricks call in because I wanted to get a little update. The state of vert. Vert attack just happened. Van's pool party's coming up. Vert skateboarding is hot right now. And Neil Hendricks is going to tell us why. Neil Hendricks.
Hey, it's Neil Hendricks. I'm going to give you a quick update of the state of vert skateboarding since we just wrapped up one of the coolest weeks a few days ago with the Vert Attack contest in Malmo, Sweden. If you don't know about Vert Attack, Vert Attack has been going on for 11 years in Malmo, and it's a really cool kind of grassroots vert contest where all the vert skaters from around the world gather just for a week of chaos. And Vert Attack is special because there was 152 competitors among all the divisions at Vert Attack, and they have a juniors contest for kids under 17, pro division, girls division, veterans, masters. So it's a pretty chaotic week with 152 people trying to trying to get some practice runs in these snake sessions, but it's a really special event. It kind of harkens back to like backyard vert ramp jams where it's really loosely organized. It's jam sessions, so everyone's just hammering run after run after run, and it's everyone is just packed into this tight, hot warehouse in Sweden, and it's a really cool event. But the highlights from this year are Jimmy Wilkins ended up winning the Pro Division, which is the first time that Jimmy's won Vert Attack. He's always been a standout the last few years in the Pro Division. This is the first time that he took the win. If you remember last year, Clay Kreiner kind of burst onto the Pro Vert scene by winning. Clay ended up getting fifth this year, skated super good. Bucky Lassick ended up second. It was the first time that Bucky's made the trip over to Vert Attack. The pro final was totally insane. It was eight guys, and it was one of the gnarliest pro finals I've ever seen. If you want to check it out on YouTube, go do some searches for Vert Attack 11. Definitely worth seeing. These guys also are getting ready for Van's pool party in a couple weeks, so kind of a big difference to go from the Vert Attack in Malmo to the tight confines of the Combi Pool in Orange, California. But we will bring you an update after Van's pool party. Thanks, Cote. See you soon.
Thank you, Neil Hendrix. Dude knows a lot about skateboarding. He's been there. He's done it. He's still doing it. He absolutely rips. And he ripped at Vert Attack. That's been Skate News, folks. Don't forget, Red Bull Heartlines, special edition next week. I can't wait. And what else do we got here? Oh, yeah, Masterplan PR. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Masterplan PR, for all that you do. Masterplan PR has already got Monday Mass getting some ink. Internet ink, I guess you would say. Thank you, Shop Eat Surf, for your wonderful article on the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. Thank you to The Inertia. Thank you, Beach Grit. Y'all have been supporting the Monday Mass. And I want to thank you not only for the great stories you do on a daily basis, but the greatest story you guys have ever done about the Monday Mass. And more to come. That's thanks to Masterplan PR. MasterplanPR.com. Don't forget to go to youonline.com and follow me on Instagram at Chris Cote, on Twitter at The Chris Cote Show, which I wish was called The Monday Mass, because then it all would have made sense. I'm going to be doing another giveaway this week for those of you who subscribe, rate, and review The Monday Mass. This one's awesome. You're going to want this. Go to my social media stuff. Follow you online everywhere. It happens as well. And don't forget, the Monday Mass is good any day, all day, every day. Action sports news for action sports fans or people who just like to hear about action sports. This is the Monday Mass. This is April 24th. Tune in next week for a special, special episode of the Monday Mass. And we love you. And I hope that maybe by listening to these words, you get inspired to go skateboarding, surfing, or even snowboarding. I know you could go snowboarding in a Speedo right now. It's that warm and there's still that much snow. So go get some. All right? Go get some. Monday Mass is here to tell you to go get some. I don't care what it is, but go get it. Bye-bye.
Saying fresh rhymes for the RBL posse. SBI goes to kind of fight a nigga suit. Well, I said it backwards. Can I come smoother? That's that dank shit. Time to pull another lick. RBL to the ninjas. Our mission to go and jack niggas for the endo sacks. To be exact, we took them like straight max. See, we got straight to the point. Cause we don't smoke no Bammer joints.
Don't give me no Bammer weeds. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no Bammer weeds. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no Bammer weeds. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no Bammer weeds. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC.